Good morning, dear Aurorillians, newcomers, volunteers, and guests, and hi to everyone else. Thursday, 20th of April, hazy sunshine here in Auroville on 29 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today predicts mostly sunny and over the night clear to partly cloudy, with temperatures from low of 27 to high of 39, with heat index on 43 degrees Celsius. Maximum ultraviolet index 11, extreme. Winds from south at 17 km per hour with occasional gusts on 32 km per hour. Moon is in last quarter, illuminated on 43%. Tomorrow, Friday 21st, at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, closing session of Great Orville Together to feel the resonance, the heartbeat of unity and diversity in action. Cats tuning together with the guidance of the Russian singing bells. Anna Shri Aurobindo in the Live Divine said, "All these selves and their relations will play consciously into each other's hands. They will part and melt into each other as numberless notes of an internal harmony." The Orville Council and its study group invites us to a general meeting on guidelines, rules and regulations for the Orville Learning Activities, ALA. These guidelines apply to venues, organizers and facilitators of learning activities in Orville, including classes, workshops, seminars, trainings and other non-formal learning activities. The informal general meeting will be held at Unity Pavilion on Saturday 29th between 10 a.m. to 12, and it will address the following topics: background and context of the study group, the process used by the study group, the guidelines briefly for inviting feedback, and introducing the Orville Learning Activity Coordination Group. Relevant legalities have been checked and endorsed by the respective Orville groups, accountants, and advisors. You are also encouraged to read the guidelines documents for online on AVNet. On Monday, 24th of April at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited to general meeting to discuss proposed TDC L'Avenir restructure. This meeting will be followed by a resident assembly decision-making process on the proposal running May 13 to June 10. So the resident assembly service encourages us to participate in this process. You are also encouraged to read the proposal before you attend the general meeting on Monday. On Tuesday 24th at 5:30 a.m., meditation on Mother's final arrival day at Matrimandir Amphitheater. Entrance from the office gate only. Gate opens at 5 a.m. You should also note that there will be no downfire. Music will also not be played as requested by some. So remember to bring along a torchlight and leave your pets and cell phones at home. A special request to all to help create and maintain an atmosphere of silence for concentration. Visitors are requested to bring along their oracle card. Today, between 10:30 and 12:30, everyone is warmly invited to an open house of Transition School, where you will be able to meet children and see some of the work they have been doing this year. The Arts and Crafts Center and all the classrooms will be open to all. And additionally, the ongoing slideshow of ATB in the multimedia room. TLC invites us to their open house on Friday 21st, tomorrow, between 3 to 6 p.m. at Base Camp in Dana. To see also what they've been working on, participate, and you can also taste a cake and watch our short films and performances and witness how some of them have gone rogue and much more. Within the TLC open house events, we are also invited on Saturday 22nd at 10 a.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, to PowerPoint presentation on One United Roar for Lions and Nature. We will hear from Asia and Yang, who were amongst the winners of the Talent Challenge and the White Lions of South Africa. And Kindergarten is presenting a small exhibition of the works and photos of the children in mixed age group who were offered a choice of activities on the topic of Earth. Crafts, painting, mud bath and recycling cardboard boxes and Tetra Paks to make house, lorries and buses. Exhibition is on display between 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. on school days until 25th of April. Up Vipassana will mark the 10th anniversary of Small Steps on Earth Day, 22nd of April. So they take a step forward toward environmental protection and try to minimize the human impact in their own little ways. They are celebrating Earth Day at Vipassana, and you are welcome to join them, because they're saying that it's a time for some action for kids, and they are announcing a painting contest where you can paint your own picture on the small step back, giving your own message to Mother Earth. That will be going on Saturday, 22nd of April, between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., of course, at Vipassana. And the theme, Your Message to Mother Earth. Otherwise, Earth Day's annual event celebrated on 22nd of April worldwide, with various events which are held to demonstrate support for environmental protection. First was celebrated in 1970, but now Earth Day events are in more than 193 countries, coordinated globally by the Earth Day Network. Numerous communities celebrate Earth Week, an entire week of activities focused on the environmental issues that the world faces. In 2017, the March for Science occurs on Earth Day, and it's followed by the People's Climate Mobilization on April 29th. Earth Day 2017's campaign is Environmental and Climate Literacy. Education is the foundation for progress. We need to build a global citizenry fluent in the concept of climate change and aware of its unprecedented threat to our planet. We need to empower everyone with the knowledge to inspire action in defense of environmental protection. Environmental and climate literacy is the engine, not only for creating green voters and advancing environmental and climate laws and policies, but also for accelerating green technologies and jobs. Babishyate Sri Aurobindo Center of Studies India and the World, Bharat Nivas, Perspectives of Integral Psychology and Our Auroville Experience. Let us meet on Friday 21st at 4 p.m. in the library. And here are some announcements. Portus Water will be closed on Friday 21st to 23rd of April because they will go on their annual tour and they are sorry for inconveniences. They will be back on Monday 24th. For emergency, you can call Shamogan on 944-299-2371 or Nagapan on 944-362-7117. At Cinema Bharat Nivas Amphitheater, on Friday 21st at 7:30 p.m. there was screen Wages of Fear, directed by Henri-Georges Clouzot, and was made in France in 1953. At Eco Film Club in Sadana Forest, How the Earth Was Made, Sahara, made in 2009, and it's a film by Pioneer Film and TV Production. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see A Race Against Time, Years of Living Dangerously, made in USA in 2014, and it's a National Geographic production. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. Cities, Planet Earth 2, made in UK in 2016, which is another BBC production with David Attenborough. On Saturday at 8 p.m. Nicobar, A Long Way, India, directed by Rich Hashing. And on Children's Film on Sunday, 23rd at 4:30 p.m., My Side of the Mountain, made in USA in 1969 and directed by James Clark. At Cine Club within Peter Zeller's Film Festival, at 8 p.m., A Shot in the Dark, made in USA and UK in 1964 and directed by Blake Edwards, and it's a comedy. The mother wrote, O thou who art sole reality of our being, O sublime master of love, redeemer of life, let me have no longer any other consciousness than of thee at every instant and in each being. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orgradio.org.
Sunrise, what about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing fields? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we shed before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth that's weary?